give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you like
the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion, right here in the studios. KRDO, you, me, and Matt for the last 9 minutes, my consolidated power segment podcast. You can get a hold of me directly, Jay Garvin's, at 719-330-1457, or you can simply go to churchillcolorado.com. You also can get a copy of the expanded podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or jaygarvins.com. And today, we are summarizing the conversation of the real estate void right here in the Pikes Peak region, but it applies just as much to Colorado as it does around the country. From San Francisco to Boston, all the way to Salt Lake City, and definitely Denver and Colorado Springs. But I want to tell you, how did this happen? Where did we come from, and where are we going with this limited housing? And right now, if you look at any of these statistics, are the same. If you look at Salt Lake City, if you look at Minneapolis, if you look at Austin, if you look at Boston, if you look at San Francisco, they're all the same. Colorado Springs and El Paso County had as many as 7,000 homes on the market on any given month from 2006 to 2010. The record was in October of 2007 with 7,000 homes on the market. Today, fast forward, we went through a decrease dramatically from 2010 to 2015. We fell to just around 3,000 homes on the market on any given month. And now from 2015 to 2020, it has dropped from 2,000 to 1,500 and now teetering around 1,000 homes available every month, closer to 1,000 during the winter months. And I don't know how much more they're going to go back up in the summer months, because right now it'll tell you in El Paso County that there's 848 homes on the market, but there is only 500 homes that are single family available. The rest are builders that have plans and a plot, but can't be delivered for the next 6 to 18 months. So it's a false number. And now if you look at the number of real estate agents, if I'm a real estate agent right now, I am freaking out, because there's almost 4,000 real estate agents in Colorado Springs. The number changes all the time, 3,700. This is crazy, my friends. If you take the 2,700 agents, don't want to do this, Matt, but I'm going to do it. Make the flush symbol. Flush. The top 1,000 real estate agents in Pikes Peak region, and this can be mirrored in Denver and everywhere else, Indianapolis, Salt Lake City. Only a top 1,000 agents basically do a transaction a month or 12 a year. You have to get all the way up to the top 200 agents in Colorado Springs if you even have an average of 3 transactions a month or 36 a year. And understand, none of this is talking about the absolute invasion that real estate companies are experiencing from the iBuyers. All of the Zillows and the Homebase, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But I don't want to focus on that. What I want to focus on is just a short minute. If you just take 1,000 agents, the top 1,000 agents, we've only got 500 listings right now. So if you have two sides for every transaction, one is a seller, one is a buyer, which is very gracious, because you know all 500 of those properties on the market are not going to have a two-sided deal, and many of them will happen to the iBuyer sources, not even affecting the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. But let's give chance to the scenario that there is. That means there's only one transaction for the top 1,000 agents in the whole city. One. Two, if you control both sides, if you're really lucky. So that shortage is very, very critical. And how we got here, my friends, is demographics. You can listen to the entire podcast, but it's so important for you to understand that in 2011 or 2010, there was 100 homes available and we had less than 10 buyers. Prices were really low because demand was really down and inventory was really up. And now it's just the opposite. We have 100 buyers. We only have 10 homes available and they're skyrocketing in price and they're going off the market in 3 days. But I came on the air in 2012, January 28th, and said, buy now because the millennials, a big generation, are coming. And once they start to get 40, the game's going to get interesting. Well, guess what? Millennials, the first one born in 1981, this year in 2021, they're now starting to turn 40. And all of us are surprised that there's more consumers than homes available. And if you're a listener here and if you're a subscriber to my podcast and to my radio show, you and I know we are in the sweet spot. I had zero homes when I started this show in 2012, and now I have 9. And now I'm turning my latest 3 properties with Baldwin, Eric, and Pike Street. I'm turning one of them into 8 homes, 4 homes, and 5 homes respectively. You're welcome to help solve the inventory. And you can learn how to do this too. You can learn how to keep your real estate and build more because this game has not even started yet. You can actually turn a house, and I can teach you how to turn it into a residual investment revenue building, either on a long-term renter or a short-term rental. But now I can teach you how to buy a piece of land that has one residence and turn it into 3 or 5 or more. And that's all in one conversation with one person. So the fact that we have a real estate void is not a challenge for me. I am so fired up because I've got people that are bringing 10 to 12 infill homes to market, and you want to skate to where the puck is going to be, and where the puck is going to be in the housing market is a very high demand for sellers because buyers are overwhelming us. So you can give me a call at 719-330-1457 and you and I can sit down. The bottom line is this. Real estate's going to get more valuable, not less. There's no such thing as a bubble. Inventory will deny that. Number 2, a housing boom is coming. A real estate boom is coming and you just need guidance. So call me at 719-330-1457 and I will help you out. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. Not the houses, not the inventories, just your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He deliver it to you because that's what I found in you, the radio listeners, the podcast listeners, my clients, someone I would serve day in and day out just to give you the knowledge that I have and reciprocate with the tremendous stories and families and the adventures you have. Tune in next week to the Jay Garvin Show and podcast or reach out to me personally, 719-330-1457.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets and...
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Oh, Strange.